Is there such a thing as a dangerous breed of dog, in your opinion?
I don't believe so, no. I'm not in favour of breed-specific legislation. The problem with it is it targets breeds of dogs that might not have any problems at all. When you're looking at a breed of dog, they can be so completely different, whatever that breed is, whether it be a pit bull type or a border collie or a Westie. You know, within that breed are many different types of personalities, if you like, of dog. So it's very difficult to label one breed more dangerous than the other. Of course, what does come into it is their breeding, you know, the dogs they're bred from, their temperaments, their environment that they're raised in, their training, the way they're handled by their owners. All of that comes into play in determining, you know, how a dog is going to turn out.
So if you've got, how can I put this, a slightly aggressive dog, you can either train it to be more aggressive or less aggressive, I suppose, depending on how you handle it and how you deal with it.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, aggression, let's remember that aggression stems from anxiety. So, you know, the sorts of aggression we see generally, dogs being aggressive to other dogs, dogs being aggressive to people, will often stem from that dog being anxious in that situation. So certainly with the right training, behaviour modification, we look at changing their emotional response so they feel better in that situation. But that's only done with positive reward-based methods. There are people out there who use harsh aversive methods. There are so-called trainers out there who are still using outdated aversive methods, and they can actually make situations 10 times worse. And then, yes, of course, the way people handle their dogs can often, perhaps inadvertently, but push them being into more aggressive.
So to what extent is a dog's behaviour down to the way it's treated by its owner and the way it's trained by its owner?
Well, this is, of course, the nature versus nurture debate, isn't it, that we have. You know, a certain degree of genetics plays its part in a dog's temperament and their makeup. You know, the lines that they're bred from, what were their parents like, how were they raised in that very early stages. You know, if you have a nervous dog who has puppies, there is a chance that her puppies equally will be nervous. And if they are raised in an environment where the mum is nervous, then they'll also pick up on that in those early days. So all of that then leads to a dog who's a little bit fearful. And obviously fearful dogs, if not handled correctly, are those who, you know, have a tendency to be aggressive in certain situations.
Finally, am I right in thinking that they don't actually DNA test dangerous dogs? If it looks like a pit bull, that's it, they can take it off you?
Yeah, I think there's certain criteria they're supposed to use, but a lot of it is very subjective, yes. Yeah. So, you know, when is a pit bull not a pit bull?
When is it a big staffy?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And a lot that you look at, you know, you can't tell anyway. But even so, you know, what they look like is or should be irrelevant. It's how the dog behaves, how the dog is around people, how the dog is around other dogs. And that's only achieved through, you know, assessing their temperament if you're trying to judge what a dog is like, but working with them properly in those early stages. But of course, how do you police that with people? It's very difficult.
Absolutely. I once knew a very vicious Pekingese.